The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Today on the God Pod.
I did watch the slap as soon as it happened, though, because, of course, people sent it to me. Gotta say, slight nip arousal. Just ever so slight.
Oh.
Just like a scoosh.
I didn't expect that.
I feel in the force the strong pull of people ordering more podcast equipment.
Shows will be launched on this news.
A lot.
Disturbance
of podcast
in the force.
Equipment has gone out from Jeff Bezos's warehouse.
Yeah.
The connection is breaking.
I know the wink and the nod that we are saying. I know what we're not saying.
That is such a big thing. Thank you, Walter, for confirming the secret white people meetings after the meeting. We know
Walter,
that it
I don't
happens.
Know what you're talking about, Walter
we
Masterson.
We know that it happens, but it's so refreshing to hear someone white confirm and affirm that these are in fact happening. Please keep going.
Hi everyone, God here, and you're listening to the God Pod. I'm here today with my pal, Jesus. What's up, Jesus?
Hey, God. How you doing?
We have a guest today, Walter Masterson. Hi, Walter.
Hey, how you doing, God? Hey, Jesus.
Hey.
Well, I just want to say hello, white God. Hello, white Jesus. I'm on the White God, White Jesus show, which...
That's how they drew me on the Sistine Chapel. Okay. And that's like, I've tried other ways and the humans, they just don't accept it. They're like, who are you? You don't look like Zeus. I mean, God. And then Jesus had a tan for a while. But I just decided that culturally Jesus here, our Jesus is just way too white.
Yeah. I'm very white on the show.
To be POC.
So I get it. So basically what you're saying is like, you didn't want to have to just do the black voice, that would be a little problematic. So you're like, let me.
No, he never did. Not. And he never could.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's many forms of Jesus. This is just the ones that, like, we're the ones that the conservatives believe in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? Which makes it harder on them when we're like, thou shalt say gay. Gay, 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 gay. I'm like, what do you want? I'm the one you worship. I'm the one you believe in. We're all loosened up now. I got things all loosey-goosey in here. So, Walter, it's wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
We're honored. We're going to interview you and talk to you and learn more about the wonderful works you've done in the world. But first, we have to get to this. Our top story today is...
Will Smith.
Will Smith smacks Chris Rock at Oscars. That's not an Onion headline. That's Variety.com.
That's the whole world.
Where were you when you first saw Will Smith smack Chris Rock?
Were you watching live, Walter? Watching the Oscars?
I swear to God, historically, whenever I don't watch the Oscars, the second I turn my back on the Oscars is when everything right. pops off. I remember...
Same here.
I remember, like, I turned my... I was at a viewing party years ago when there was that La La Land's Moonlight fiasco. And as soon as I saw, like, oh, they won Best Picture, I like walked out. Cool. Goodbye, everyone. Get home. And then I missed the entire fiasco. And and of course, so I don't watch it this year. I'm like, eh, whatever. And then, of course, you know, it's like, oh, this was the year you definitely wanted to be watching it.
No, I know. I had the same thing. I decided, you know what, I'm not going to watch it. I haven't seen most of these movies. So who am I to watch that? And what I did was, after I put Jesus to sleep, I sang him to sleep. I immediately passed out. And then I literally got, this is such a big event that I got woken up by messages, by my phone going ding, 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 ding.
Just like that.
Just like that. Just happened. That was someone else. Like, did you see this?
What happened now? Another slap?
Yeah. And so I literally had no choice but to wake up. And it was Jesus. Jesus had snuck out of his crib and was watching. Right, Jesus?
I was. I couldn't resist. Mm-hmm. I needed that water cooler talk. I needed to be in on it today. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Speaking of needing to be in on it today, Mary Mags, is that you?
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Yay!
Hey, it's a Mary Magdalene. Hey.
Hey, it's a Walter.
Hey.
I don't know. Why are we doing accents? We're doing...
I don't know. Hey, forget about it. So, hey. Mary Mags, where were you when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock? You know, this is what we have to talk about today.
We have to. Apparently, we're contractually
obligated. At least
obligated.
Off the top.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. For one, I was out at dinner. I too was not watching the Oscars because, you know, haven't done that in a little while. Mm-hmm. Apparently I regretted that. I did watch the slap as soon as it happened though, because of course people sent it to me. Gotta say, slight nip arousal. Just ever so slight.
Oh.
Just like
I didn't
scoosh.
Expect that.
Nowhere else though, just left nip.
Oh.
The left nipple?
Just left.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
It was like a little, you know, like a.
Yeah.
Like
I
a
think it moved.
And it was like, oh.
I mean, yeah, you're going to flip out when you watch World Star.
Oh, amazing stuff. I am familiar. They scream yeah. it before.
You're going to get a full on snee.
Pugilism.
Snee. Stimulated nipple erection.
Oh. And we're off and running.
Yeah.
That's our floor today.
Well, I just want to say this one part. So here's the funniest part about that entire night. So my girlfriend comes back from seeing a concert just as we're finding out about this. Like I was editing. She was at a concert, comes back. And then I was like, oh, my God, did you check this out? And she's like, what? I'm like, dude, look at this video. And, you know, the...
I feel alive.
All that. She's like, wow, oh my God, wait, what? And then she's going, wait, what was he nominated for? I was like, oh, King Richard. We watched King Richard right after that. And we loved the movie.
That's how you responded. That's how you responded to this crisis.
Right afterwards, we're like, oh, King Richard. Oh, this is Venus and Serena Williams. Oh, the dad, right.
So
oh
maybe he
God.
Did this to promote
I've
the movie.
I've been meaning to watch that. We watched it together.
Wow, that makes you think. Good point, Jesus. Good
that
point.
Is wow, makes you think. Yeah, I was watching live. I was watching the American feed because you know it's hosted in America, and you could tell something real and serious had gone on because ABC just bleeped out the entire minute of that ordeal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, luckily, it did air in Australia uncensored. Clearly, that is the
in
much
Japan.
Cooler country.
And in Japan.
Japan and Australia were like, nah, bro, we got this.
They have better regulations over there, I guess, in terms of censorship. But
well, roll the clip, Jesus. Yeah, let's just review the tape.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? that was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me. Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay? Okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay. Okay.
Woof.
Yeah.
It was tense.
The funniest part is I feel like this
Chris Rock, I'm going to bet money that months from now, days from now, he's going to say that this is the best thing that ever happened to him. He's going to make some like reference to it.
Oh, he knew instantly. Instantly, like, here's what I anticipate happening, humans. In
he's
this
sold out and, on every tour.
Yeah, he's sold out on every tour. Thank you, Mary. Although he did not press charges, he is still free to sue the shit out of him and probably get like 20 million. Yeah, you know, maybe he could just exactly. He could even just avoid that and make more. His next Netflix special.
Look at what the white people did for John Mulaney just for, you know, making decisions in his life. Could you imagine what's about to happen?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be
oh my God.
A lot of money coming his way, one way or the other. Dude, yeah.
If this was John Mulaney, I would be like, keep my wife's name out of your goddamn mouth.
Oh, I was picturing
that's
John
my
Mulaney.
My wife, goddammit.
Oh, that's a pretty good John Mulaney. Jesus does a good John Mulaney, too.
That's my wife.
But I got to hand that to you.
That's my wife.
That's my wife, goddammit.
She's dealing with alopecia. It's outrageous to assume that.
I was picturing him being the one that was slapped. There's lots of ways. People have exchanged the variables in this a million ways. This has launched like a billion bad takes. There's bad takes on both sides,
yes,
folks.
I feel in the force, the strong pull of people ordering more podcast equipment.
Shows will be launched on this news.
A lot. Disturbance of podcast equipment has gone out from Jeff Bezos's warehouse.
Yeah.
Connection is breaking.
Amazon says all mics are out of stock.
Breaking connection.
Can you imagine years from now when they go like, oh, like how'd you start? And it's like, oh, well, I had none of the Oscars. And you're like, wait, this was your origin story for your podcast? And like,
the night on the Oscars, I saw that there was an attack on men and manhood. And I just had to do and say something.
Straight men around the world just took the call with like the bat symbol.
A cry went out.
There was an attack on manhood?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
It was an attack on men and manhood. And I knew I had to answer the clarion call of people who needed me to speak about their voices because we don't hear about their voices and narratives enough.
I know we don't.
Oh, this is
we feel like we don't
gone
hear,
so many
like,
ways.
The straight white male's perspective or the straight male perspective in general.
We need more
like, alpha male. Joe Blogan maniacs to tell us what to think. That's what we need.
I find it comical.
Yeah, we need someone who starts like the entire conversation with both sides. You know, they need to just start say both
cancel
sides
culture. You got to work cancel culture in.
Yeah. Oh, cancel. I saw people trying to like push it towards that, and I was like, whoa, dude, relax. As if Will Smith speaks for the left, like you know, because Will Smith just you know that's just the left, right? Has the left gone too far? And you're like, I'm like,
oh,
like,
everybody's trying to make it about their thing.
Yes, I think everyone is trying to politicize the slap. There are some credible, there has been some credible commentary, like for instance, around protecting Black women and what that means and who can and cannot make jokes. What kind of jokes can you not make? And then also, I think I saw commentary from a couple of trans rights activists who had mentioned, hey, like, you know, y'all told trans women not to be mad at jokes last month. So,
yeah,
I guess we cannot be mad now. You know, there have been a lot of takes.
I do not think that violence, casual physical violence, is good. Someone makes an incredibly poor taste joke. Give them the
about
finger.
About your wife. Not you. About your wife.
About your wife. And at first you were laughing and you thought it was funny or whatever. And then you tweaked because you're fucked up. You're drunk. It's late in the night. Whatever. Attacking people is not okay. Okay? It's not funny.
Well, here's the other part. Here's the other part that I think my girlfriend and I had this talk afterwards where I think a lot of men, especially alpha men, don't really talk about is, all right, what does your partner want you to do in the moment? Does your partner want you to go up on stage and go upside his head? I mean, if that's the thing that's going to make her feel better, let's do that. Like, all right, she has alopecia. She's been under a lot of stress lately. And after he went upside his head, she felt a lot better. okay, great. Like, she felt way more protected.
No, it doesn't solve anything. Two wrongs don't make a right. And this is a bad joke. You shouldn't make fun of someone for something they can't control. Okay, that's like a genetic issue. That's
I
agree with that. Both sides, you know, that's a good point too. All right, and a man should defend his wife, I guess, but like...
Well, this man should do what his wife wants in the
violence,
moment.
Violence,
like, no. If his wife wants him to throw hands, then go for it. Like,
but that's the thing. I don't even know if his wife asked him to. That's Before this, he was being called
was
a pussy.
He was reacting in the moment.
He was being called a pussy for an arrangement between... well, people have been calling Will Smith a pussy because
of
the like arrangement between him and his wife, at least the details that we do know. I think we can glean that they're in some sort of open relationship marriage.
They're polyamorous.
Right?
Okay.
Right. And so people have been calling him a pussy because of things that came out with a romantic situation that she had that didn't go so well with an artist named August Alsina. And so they talked about this on the Red Table. And then Will Smith also came on the Red Table and they discussed their marriage, the state of it. The issues that they've had and had to process through.
Oh, this happened? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So people have been, for the past 2 years, turning Will Smith's crying face into a meme, calling him a pussy, and all of these things. Now, tonight, last night happens. He punches dude in the face. And he's still being called a pussy because now it's, well, your wife told you to go punch him in the face. So at what point do I honestly am just boiling this down to it was a disagreement between two men. Egos probably got in the way and probably a whole bunch of other factors came into play with it. I don't know whether his intent was to defend his wife or not to or whatever, but it really was just like poor taste. Two people.
Yeah, I think that I saw a video of Chris Rock making fun of her in 2016 also.
Precisely.
Well, that's the thing.
And
if
so
you watch these award shows, they do this all the time. If you're a guest on these shows, you're in the audience, you're fair game.
Right.
They roast everyone.
Yeah, our guest from last week, Christian Finnegan, said the same thing. He's like, you know, she's been in the public life for 30 years. Like, she knows how to deal with it. And so I guess it's more about him and like how he's been made fun of. And
yeah, I mean, and Chris Rock, several years ago, that was talking about a black boycott of the Oscars.
Right.
I would have reacted differently to that joke if that was a white comedian trashing Jada for boycotting the Oscars. I'd be like, dude, really? Like that was another. And in my mind, it's like a black person was, you know, making a joke towards another black person. You know what? The black community can feel however they want to feel about it. Like, you know, that sort of seems intracommunal at that point. Versus like, you know, I would have felt a way about it if it was like a white comic being like, oh, Jada's boycotting the Oscars, meh, and then said the same punchline. I would have been like, oh, really? Like,
is it a punchline or a slap line? I'm sorry. I'm slap happy today.
Yeah.
There was a lot of good jokes made about this. I mean, and you have to understand, we don't think violence is okay or funny, but people deal with things with humor. This is just launched a million takes and jokes. I saw probably 15,000 people post, like, I got one little fight, my mom got scared.
Oh, that was the best one. That was the funniest. He got in one little fight, yeah.
Right. Well, also, I think one thing that really caught my attention was, like, 5 minutes after this happened, he got a standing ovation because he won Best Actor.
Yeah.
And he got a standing ovation.
I felt so bad for the guy. I felt so bad. I'm like, you won Best Actor. No one's going to be talking about you winning Best Actor.
Yeah.
No one cares.
Right. It sucks. That slap sucks.
He had to give a speech. He had to give a speech literally right after this.
And the speech was about being a defender of family, right?
Yep.
Jesus.
And he was emotional.
What did he say? Because
I'm forgetting off the top of my head.
He was like King Richard, you know, the guy he played was defended his family. Okay. And then he also said that he was a vessel of God's love.
Yes. Is that
right?
True?
So when I hear my name, I try to stay in my lane to the best that I can. Okay. When I heard that, my ears perked up a little bit. I'm like, why do you have to pull me into this shit?
It's almost like you're promoting the violence.
Yeah.
If he's a vessel of God.
You just throw it on me, and everybody gives you a standing ovation. Welcome to the God Pod, Walter. You join us on quite a day. Sorry about that. What an honor it is to have you with us here.
Thank you. Thank you. And likewise, I've followed God for quite a long time.
Yeah?
I've followed God through Facebook and Twitter. And yeah, and so
how long have you been a disciple?
I mean, when did Facebook come out? So,
wow, yeah. For reals,
yeah,
wow,
yeah, he's been on Facebook a while. God has, yeah,
so and it's and Facebook brought me to God,
yeah,
2011,
right?
Yeah,
I've been there since then, and that's incredible. So, you've seen what I've been doing there. What do you think?
I think you're doing okay. I mean, you know, vaccine misinformation, you know, there's a lot of stuff on Facebook that you're like, okay, wow. You know, it's funny. I have all these different platforms, and you know, where I get the funniest comments is, of course, Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Just like the comments where I'm like, wait, people still talk like that?
Oh, wait, you're judging me on the performance of Facebook in general?
Well, I mean,
my page, you know, whatever.
Well, it's the best playground for you to make your little like clapback comments and have people walk in the way of the Lord, because people are a little bit more reckless when the way they talk on Facebook versus Twitter and other platforms.
You think so? They're more reckless? I didn't think that was possible. Like
whereas like Twitter, you can just easily click into your fake profile account, your little, you know, you have bot accounts, you have all this, and like Facebook, people will send me violent DMs or say nasty things, and their profile's right there, it's open. Mm-hmm. Like I can see their full name, I know where they live. Like this is, I'm like, wow, like you are openly, you know, saying violent, ignorant stuff that mm-hmm. I was like, and you're not concealing your identity in the slightest. Like you go, boy. You go, girl.
Well, I find that terrifying. Yeah. So let's discuss your resume. I saw you have 1 million TikTok followers.
Yeah, just hit 1 million. I was really happy with that.
What's that like? Well, congrats.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Well, that was the driver. That's where I started. I started everything on TikTok. I started around quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
I started making, there was a bunch of different things I did on TikTok. One of the things I did that became larger than life is I made this thing where every morning I would just walk by Trump Tower and just yell out stuff at Trump Tower.
Right.
And I started it as a way to be like sort of motivational. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like people, they're like, you know, like every morning I do this and that's how I start my day with positivity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought like, what if you take that character and he's a little deranged, right? And so I was like, every morning before the stock market opens, I grab my iced coffee, then I talk to the president, and then I start screaming at Trump Tower like a lunatic. But like, you know, legitimate grievances that are, mm-hmm. you know, appropriate to current events. And then I just go right back to like my iced coffee, like nothing happened. Then I'm like, oh, ready to start my day.
Yeah, so, no, this was great at the time. I remember it. I remember it well. In a very scary time, you know, and existence has always been scary, okay, but you do have to admit that Mr. Trump...
scary for white people. I mean, it was like, I think it was like white people started to figure out that like, wait, maybe the police don't work for us either. Like, and it was like, what? You know, it was like that type of, like sort of white people were like, wait a second. Way like slow down, you know, because I mean when it happens to white people, like I mean look at Ukraine, it's like okay, like that's a little too close to home. I mean like whew, right, you know what I mean?
Go off, Walter.
I really am laughing because I cannot wait. Please, guys, write reviews, okay? Because when I say this stuff, it doesn't go over so well.
No, really.
They're out there.
There is a bunch of, let me tell you, there are Karens out there. They're out there. We are not spared of their rage.
And that's
I do not like them. What?
I feel like you have a lot of these people that joined that started marching. You know, a lot of white people, they started marching with Black Lives Matter, and they were like, what's going on with this? And they're like, I think they in a lot of ways were more upset because this is like a new outrage.
Mm-hmm.
My outside observation of the Black community is like, they had just been dealing with this for generations. It was like,
unfortunately,
exhausted at this point.
I think that the Trump launched a mask off era. Okay. Of batshit crazy. They're just like, masks off.
I think
that they've had their masks off the whole time, but for people that haven't seen it before, it's way more obvious.
It returned a return to mask off era. So I think folks got very comfortable saying
that's
the quiet
part.
Yeah, the quiet part out loud.
That's part of why I started doing what I was doing, is it was like, all right, I'm a white person. Like, I know exactly what you mean. I know when you're coding your language. I know what's said when the not white people walk out of the room. I know the wink and the nod that we are saying. I know what we're not saying.
That is such a big thing. Thank you, Walter, for confirming the secret white people meetings after the meeting. We know,
Walter,
that
I don't know what you're talking about, Walter Masterson.
We know that it happens, but it's so refreshing to hear someone white confirm and affirm that these are in fact happening. Kind of like, please keep going.
It's stigmatized, and you don't really see it. Like, you ever like meet someone and they're foreign, they're not American, and then when they do racism, you're like, whoa, like that is right out in the open. Like, you said the thing. Like, oh my God, because you know they come from a culture where what they're saying is not really stigmatized, and I feel like, you know, racism and saying out of pocket things about certain groups of people is very stigmatized in this country. So you have people just sort of like dialing it back and coding it up, right? Mm. Like, you know, like it's like, well,
and they still do that.
Dog whistles, if you will.
They still do that all the time.
Yeah.
And they also come right out and say it now. And they'll say it on Facebook to your face.
For someone that's that open about it. When someone is just that completely open about, you know, they're just like, they're not going to say, oh, like America first. They're going to be like, no, like KKK. Like, I'm like, oh my God, you know what? I do, you know,
I don't.
Plus for honesty, you know, instead of saying, oh, you know, I'm part of the America First Party. I'm, you know, I love my country and it's a, you know, Christian country, you know, like when you do like the hyper nationalism thing, you know, it's just a step away from like the white nationalism and all that. And I think that's what sort of happened in my observation the last several years. It started out as people being very openly alt-right, and then they sort of couch it in behind this, you know, America First hyper-nationalism.
They suck. We have a couple of your top hits here, if you will.
Let's go.
Things that,
top hits, baby.
Okay, Walter's best hits. Number one, Walter out crazies MAGA lunatics.
Look at this. No, don't touch the sign.
I will not touch the sign.
Don't touch the sign.
Because Black Lives Matter wants to get rid of Oreo cookies.
Are those
are
black.
No, the Oreo cookies, Nabisco, Chips Ahoy, all of it. They want no more Keebler elves.
There are people with white suits and butterfly nuts waiting for you at the corner over there. They're going to take you straight to Bellevue. There'll be somebody there to give you medicine that you really need. Go, get into the end.
Hillary Clinton is working to try and take away your Oreo cookies. Wake up, America!
And you're standing right in front of Trump Tower, too.
Next to a Trump supporter holding a crazy sign. And
so just
you,
to give
you
context,
crazy him.
The sign that he had said, Black Lives Only Matter when a black person is murdered by a white cop or an Oreo cop, Oreo, which is, I've had to explain that stupid sign to so many people. They're like, what does that even mean? And I'm like, oh, well, that's just old man racism for like a black person that's just, you know, white on the outside or white on the inside, black on the outside, whatever. You know. So Oreo, that's a old man racism term right there. And that was the sign that it was this bizarre sign. And it was like, just, it was such a long thing to read, and you're like, why? Because it even said more than that, and you're like, you're like giving me so much reading to do. And he was solo marching in front of Trump Tower back and forth, and you're like, okay, what? That video went viral. I saw him he kept showing up in front of Trump Tower at various signs, and he was just so angry at me, as if I was the one that made him look crazy. I was like, dude.
Right. You're just mirroring his crazy back to him.
He's like, you wrote this down and left the house with this.
It's an interesting choice that you made, because I haven't seen others really do that. There's been a lot done in this genre.
And what's also crazy is the comments I'll get, a million people will find it hysterically funny and whatever. And mm-hmm. then you get these comments of people being like, well, his sign makes perfect sense to me. Mm-hmm. What's the problem? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God. Like,
and you're like, I respect you for being crazy.
Before we continue with today's episode, we'd like you to go to thegodpodcast.com to learn more about everything that we do. Subscribe to our newsletter or our Patreon. Give us a review or follow us on social media. It's all there at thegodpodcast.com. When you join the God Pod Patreon, you'll get emailed the second a new episode is posted. Don't like ads in your God Pod? On Patreon, our episodes are ad-free. And the link to our Patreon is at thegodpodcast.com. There is so much fun waiting for you. Join today by visiting thegodpodcast.com. Again, that's thegodpodcast.com. Thanks, humans.
Let's do the next one. Walter trolls an anti-vax rally. Just the courage, Walter. I just wonder what being in such close proximity to these maniacs does to a person. Are you okay?
No, I'm very much not okay. That gets okay. All over me.
All right.
Doctors, I don't trust medical professionals.
So this is Walter at an anti-vax.
Who is a personal trainer, a DJ, and sells herbal medicine. He sells herbal medicine.
A DJ.
Pyramid scheme, okay?
What's up?
Is this a part of our group?
Well, yes, I'm against. What do you mean? I'm against medical the doctors. The doctors without borders. So they made these borders and they told the doctors. What do you mean? I have no idea what I'm talking about. They give them the borders.
So fuck you, looking at.
So they don't like you much.
You're wearing a Vaxhole shirt, and what's the hat? Is it a Bitcoin hat?
A Bitcoin hat. So when I go to these anti-vax rallies and I want to fit in, I don't wear a MAGA hat. I'll just dress like a crypto bro.
Yeah.
Well, also because it's partially because it's New York City, and yeah. I kind of just don't like wearing a MAGA hat. Like, if I'm enclosed in a rally, I'll wear a MAGA hat to sort of fit in. But like New York City, I'm like, like, let me not just ask for trouble from someone.
Mm-hmm. So this is at the phase of your career where you're just like in their face, mirroring their crazy back at them, shouting and stuff, right? Because I said later on here, now you're more like doing it more subtly these days. Would you say that's correct?
Well, it's the difference is when I go outside of New York, I'm outside of my home base. I'm mm-hmm. more undercover. It's a different type of thing that I'm trying to get. I'm trying to, get someone to agree with me, and I want to go down the rabbit hole of agreement, right? And
right.
Versus New York City, everyone knows me in New York City.
You feel so more safe in New York City.
Well, in New York City,
when you
when
go,
I go
to these rallies,
events, they know exactly who I am. They're like in 30 seconds. They've
really
amongst each other. Like they're like. He's here to mess with us. Like,
so you're hot on these streets in New York. That's what you're saying. Everyone in New York knows you.
So when I go,
where are you from in New York? Was it what's your neighborhood? Hell's Kitchen.
I grew up in I'm in Brooklyn. I'm in Williamsburg.
Let's play the next one, Jesus.
Do you want to set this one up? Walter Troll's a MAGA supporter.
She only trusts people with allegations against them. So she thinks Obama is suspicious because he's never had any. Accusations of like sexual
oh my
things.
God, that was at a QAnon event.
Yeah, This one caught my eye.
These QAnon events and these people there, like, are.
This is so unintentionally hilarious to me.
Oh, yes.
So play the clip, Jesus.
How many women have come out and said that Obama was sexually molested them or da-da-da? Nobody. No women are going, hey, he was mean to me. No, no women.
Yeah, no, it's a little suspicious that not one woman came out and said that Obama sexually assaulted me. No, there was no allegations of harassment or assault for Obama at all. And that is, you know, that's funny. I never thought of it that way. Thank you. Yep. But, you know, but there's tons for Trump.
That, wow, I love that. That is, that's like classic, like, Daily Show, you know, Jordan Klepper does the same kind of thing, right, that they've always done. That's,
well, the thing is, the difference with that. Jordan Klepper is, like, he's doing,
sorry, I don't mean to make comparisons. That's
no, I love it. I mean, I bump into him at these,
really, you guys have had drinks together.
Well, I mean, like, the thing is, I went to, he has a whole team, and you can't really get anywhere near him, which I find kind of envious, because, like, you don't get near him unless they want you to. So he's very protected, which good for him. Mm-hmm. I had to, like, wave this white flag to say, like, listen, I need to talk to you. I'm like, I've been at the same events. We've been at like 20 events together. Like, I'm kind of weirded out that you don't know who I am at this point. Like, how is there no overlap? And I had to explain to the producer them. I had to, like, list videos that I was like, you've seen this video. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, right. I was like, yeah, the one where the guy who called Matt Gaetz a pedophile, mm-hmm, to his face, mm-hmm, that's, mm-hmm, me. And they're like,
you did that? Oh, my God.
Oh,
my me.
Yeah. Because it was like video after, I was like, event after event. I was like, how is there no, I've actually tried, I had tried multiple times to get to troll him and, like, pretend to be a Trump supporter, because I've done
so,
that as well.
So what did they say? Did they offer you protection?
No, they were like, that's great. And we're going to.
No, okay, great.
Doing,
fuck off.
You know.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So let's go to the next one. This is more current events. Walter, you're crazy, Walter. Let's play this next one. Walter talks to MAGAs about Ukraine.
Got a good idea what's going on in Ukraine. When they went into Ukraine and they found these labs, they believe that maybe that the deep state is possibly going to use a bioweapon on Russian people. Because they've been, just like they were collecting our DNA in China, they've been collecting their DNA as well.
So Trump and Putin right now are the only ones successfully fighting against the deep state.
Well, I think as well as Xi too.
Who?
Xi.
Oh, Xi Jinping?
Mm-hmm.
So Xi Jinping is fighting against
he's a good guy.
Oh, so he's fighting against
the... Right, because think about it. He's not part of the CCP.
Xi Jinping, do you think he's working with Putin and Trump against the deep state?
I think he probably is, yeah. Probably. I've heard that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard
Xi
that.
Xi Jinping is working against the deep state.
Modi also in India. Yeah, I've heard that.
Xi Jinping, Modi, Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, mm-hmm, are all working against the deep state.
Right, and then you've got the White Hat Alliance, which is a lot of countries, you know, Canada, France.
He is part of the good guys. The reason I think that, it's because he's fixing to go into Taiwan. You wait and see what I tell you. When he gets into Taiwan, guess what he's going to find? More labs.
More bio labs.
That is all planned out, y'all. It's all planned. This is one big sting operation. That's what I believe.
Yeah, so Xi Jinping, Putin, and Trump,
that's
are
right,
the only ones fighting against the deep state and making sure that there are no bioweapons to,
that's,
be released.
Right. Because if they do not stop them, they will release them. And next time, it'll be far worse than any fake coronavirus.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I swear to God, I just went to that South Carolina rally. That one threw me. I've heard everything. Mm-hmm. That one, like, I looked at my friend. We looked at each other like, wait, what?
Why did it throw you?
Xi Jinping is not part of the CCP, and he's working against the CCP. Mm-hmm. I was like,
latest update, straight from the source. This is the new shit.
I know. I was like, where is all of this going? I could not. That was like, we've heard so much crazy stuff. We're like, ah, sure, like, we know it all. That one threw us. We were like, if you see the video, I wasn't looking at the camera like Jim from The Office. I was looking at the camera like, where am I? Like, what Twilight Zone episode is this?
Wow. So that was crazy even for you. And you've talked to a lot of these people. What we see is such a small sliver of, you know, all the people you talk to, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And have you ever have you ever felt not safe? Have you ever been threatened?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's been plenty of times when, like, a lot of times when I would go and speak at these school board meetings, I'd give these speeches and crazy speeches.
It seemed like a violent sort.
And yeah. Well, the funny thing is the school board meetings, I've felt the most unsafe. Like, and the cameraman that I brought with me.
CRT thing when they're losing their minds about that.
Yeah. So I would speak as one of them and say these outrageous, crazy things. They would clap and be like with it. And they'd figure out eventually, all right, he's messing with us. And then I remember like my cameraman who's done a ton of Trump rallies. He'd worked with the Good Liars and everything. He even was like, this is not the same, dude. Like this, things have changed. I was like, you think? And
scary.
I mean, because a lot of times what these people that show up to the school board meetings, they don't have children in the school.
Really?
They just showed up to like intimidate, harass. They have no horse in that race. And you're like, dude. And because I remember I made a public statement about one of these school board meetings because the press had contacted me. And I had said, listen, I know for a fact these people don't have children in this school because I've interviewed them at other rallies. I know you don't have kids. I know you don't like this. I've seen your face again and again.
Someone paying them to do this stuff, maybe?
I think they are. Okay. They're filled with that. To say that is to.
Because I know that, like, looking back with the Tea Party, it seemed like all organic, but there was actually like people being.
Well, they astroturf it. Yeah, I mean, they're paying political action committees. They're funding this and these super PACs, like America's Frontline Doctors.
Can we hire a bodyguard to go with you to these events? Because I'm worried about, you know,
I would love it. I would love. Yeah. I mean, if anyone,
that's the goal, right? That's the dream, right?
Yeah, I want a network to like, you know, give me a show.
I saw you working with like Minus Touch and stuff.
They had like, I'd made a cool deal with them. It allowed me to go to more events and everything and stuff. But
you should demand a bodyguard. Come on.
Actually, the funny thing is I've also forgotten, and you said, oh, you ever felt unsafe. I was at Capitol Hill on January 6th. And yeah.
Really?
I felt very unsafe then.
Holy shit. No. You have to tell us your whole experience now. Fuck the rest of the things we were going to talk about.
Okay. All right. So that was, I had went. So just to rewind, Biden's elected, and I thought, well, I guess I got to pivot the type of content I make, because why would there be Trump rallies and all these rallies after Biden's elected? You know, why? That would be crazy. And it turns out I wound up going to more rallies after Biden was elected to interview people than before. So, okay. I went to all the Stop the Steal rallies in D.C. after the election. And so I went to the two before January 6th. And each time I was like, something's going to happen. And I had said as much online. And people were kind of like, eh. I mean, a lot of America was like, dude, we elected Biden. Like, leave us alone. Like, we did.
Right,
we did everything.
It's time for brunch.
Yes, exactly.
I remember this phase well.
We did it. We did it. And it's funny.
Mission accomplished.
I can see when America sort of, you know, opens their eyes back up when the numbers of my content go up magically and I haven't released anything. Because I'm like, oh, y'all figured that out. So I go there January 6th. I had an inkling that things were about to go down. And my friend Jolly Good Ginger and I, he had spoken. He said, listen, dude, just get out of D.C. By the time Pence certifies the vote, you'll be fine. So I was like, all right, cool. And there was, so I went there with Hillary Clinton. He's another creator. And we both.
Hillary Clinton is another creator?
Tillery.
Yeah, Tillery.
Oh, sorry.
Tillery Clinton. He's on TikTok, and he and I made a lot of work, great content together. So we go, and he had never been to any rallies before. And I was like, here, let me show you. Just, you have to, you know, dress patriotic and talk the talk and da, da, da. So we go there and, you know, we're getting content. I'd gotten all the content I needed. I was like, cool, like, been a good day, got some funny stuff. People were like proper pissed, and like, it was just like a powder keg the entire time. And then, you know, I honestly thought everyone was rushing to go home. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand that they were rushing towards the Capitol to like go inside the Capitol.
Yeah.
Because when
were you listening to Trump talk when he gave that speech?
Oh, like, I heard everything. It was all like, but I mean, in my head, I'm like, you're not going to run inside the Capitol because that would be both crazy and stupid. What would that accomplish? Not much. And these people went in there to try and find the documents that explicitly talked about how they stole the election. I mean, that's what they were looking for. And they were, I mean, they actually believed all of this stuff. And it was so weird. I interviewed the Q shaman, the Viking.
What?
Yeah, that's an interview that I have. And meeting him really messed me up because it showed me that a lot of these people, you interview them and, you know, they are decent human beings.
Right. On some level.
On some level, like, you know, you meet the Viking, he listens to you. He's very attentive. Mm-hmm. He has a very decent energy. And then he went and did, you know, awful stuff. Like, this is awful. Like, you're raiding the Capitol.
Truly and utterly deranged.
Yeah, he's like deranged. And, you know, especially when he says everything that he says. I mean, he's so radicalized. And that messed me up.
Should we be afraid of these people, Walter? Should we truly be afraid
of this radicalization? And because I don't think America realizes like how fragmented of a society we live in, where there's an entirely different reality about what happened on January 6th. And I think a lot of liberals and people in the center like to sort of minimize it, like as if the alt-right is just a few hundred people in a wheat field in, you know, some flyover state. That's it, you know, right? It's as if it's not.
When in reality, it's everywhere. It's in the Supreme Court.
Yes.
This was an investigation that the Obama administration's Justice Department did, and they unearthed that there's been almost a concerted infiltration of the military, police departments across the country, different law enforcement agencies I hate saying right wing because I feel like that just lumps folks together, but neo-Nazi, anti-black, like anti-immigrant groups. Yes. They're not fringe groups. They are slowly trying to control levers of power in this country, and it's working. And it's a concerted effort.
America First Party.
Absolutely. It is a concerted effort on the part of a very organized group of people.
The pod people.
They just look crazy and they just sound like pod people because the emptiest barrels make the loudest noise.
They live.
But there are folks who aren't that loud who are in places where I think it should scare everybody just ever so slightly.
Well, not even that. The midterm elections are coming up. And if people don't get it together, then people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Boebert, Gates, Hawley, that's going to be the norm. There's going to be more people like that. Like right now, those are like the fringe crazies. You can just push them as outliers and go, oh, that's not the entire Republican Party. Like, there's going to be more of them coming in. And that's what the midterm elections are about. And I mean, there's a QAnon conspiracy theory about me. You can look it up. Type
about
in InfoWars, Walter Masterson, where, you know, I'm one of the agitators behind January 6th.
Oh, my God. Of course.
And multiple people have accused me of this at the last anti-vax rally. I mean, when someone wanted to sort of.
So they're starting to know you too.
Some of them know me, but the weirdest thing is
you know, all of us have different algorithms. We are on different platforms. We follow different people. There's a lot of America that has no idea who I am. In certain circles, people know exactly who I am. In other circles, no one knows me.
Were you at this last Trump rally on like last weekend? Were you there?
No, the one from the Xi Jinping thing, that was in 2 weeks ago at Florence, South Carolina.
How long are you going to continue doing this? You enjoy this this work?
I do need.
You're driven by God.
Some downtime.
Your God's divine vessel of love.
Thank you. I do need downtime from this because the energy is a little destabilizing. It feels like walking into an alternate reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is that weird feeling like, and it takes me a while to ground myself again because you walk into an environment where the election was stolen. COVID never happened. Those people who died from COVID never really died. They didn't really die. And so on and so forth. And it becomes very destabilizing mentally because that's not reality. That's not, it's gaslighting. And
I'm sorry to be so worried about you. I just know that.
Thank you.
I know.
Well, I don't know that it's worry. It's like, it's reasonable concern for both your safety, your mental health. Hopefully you're taking care of yourself.
I took 3 months off.
That's cool.
Last year. So at the end of last summer, I took 3 months off and I was like, I can't do this. I definitely need a break because the energy was starting to get to me and get on me. And, you know, I also needed to talk to other people that kind of do this and realize that I sort of wasn't alone because I felt like I was running around telling everyone the sky is falling because I was watching lot of these people show up to spaces where no one on the progressive side was showing up to give a counter message at all. Like a lot of these school board meetings were not attended by progressive parents because they just, COVID, they were like, oh, I'll just watch the streaming version of it or the feed, or I'll ask someone how it went. Mm-hmm. And the people who are sitting there unmasked and loud and are the ones who are, want to unmask the children and stop teaching this Black history and all of this stuff. And another thing, to go back to what Mary was saying with regards to alt-right and Nazi and this, none of them call themselves that. They kind of use this sort of Darvo thing where it's like, no, I'm not the Nazi. You're the Nazi. The Nazis were socialists.
Well, Putin, for example, is calling the Ukrainians Nazis.
He's going off of the Azov Battalion, which is a real battalion.
I'm using that to define the entire nation. Yes,
and there's reports of Zelensky dismantling left wing groups that may be socialist or not socialist at all. It's so nuanced. It is so complicated an issue. But I absolutely, Walter, I think when we rely on using buzzwords sometimes, what gets lost a lot is the meaning of what we're trying to convey. Even calling them right wingers, I don't know that it conveys
fascist.
I don't think that even Americans understand what the word fascism means, right?
Yeah, they've bastardized the word fascism because they're like, well, fascism is when you're anti-fascist. Racism is when you're anti-racist. Mm-hmm. The Nazis were socialists. Democrats invented the KKK.
There's never any time. They don't care about the nuance. They just want to win. Yeah. So they just lie.
And also it's cloaked within this hyper-nationalism when you just start to get way into, and they're starting to recruit people of color, and there's sort of this thing where you have, a person of color can talk about it better than I'm doing, where you have people with sort of this internalized sort of white supremacy.
Yes.
And if you've internalized your white supremacy, they're like, you come on in, like, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
QAnon has been great for that, for
And again, like, I take it back to, again, Walter, we agree. White supremacy is the big issue here, right? Because even in the people of color who are being radicalized to join these groups, it's because they have to a certain extent, I don't want to say a healthy distrust of government, but like life as a person of color, or specifically a Black person in America, will make you distrust government, police agencies, because you are seeing every day on a constant, near constant basis, what happens when you trust the levers of government to give you justice. I think I've said this before on the podcast too, like how Inuit tribes have like almost 200 words for snow, right? Because it's something that they work with so often, or at least I've heard that. America has almost 200 words for racism. There is no aspect of life that is not touched by anti-Blackness, specifically, not just white supremacy, from climate justice to food to healthcare to infant mortality rates to maternal mortality rates. Every single aspect of life damn near is touched by racism and also by class. So if you already are dealing with a demographic of people who have been pushed down by policies that were engineered to continue to make life completely awful for them, and policies that were engineered to make profit based on their suffering, then, yeah, that's going to be a group of people, unfortunately, that you can reach with your right-wing dogma that claims that the immigrants are the ones that are doing it. The gays are the ones that are doing it. It's not us. It's not white folks. It's not rich white people. It's not that. It's these other groups that are more marginalized.
It is rich white people. And it's the liberals. The liberals, the big rich cosmopolitan ones, and they're the ones that are out to get you. They're the big globalists, you know, globalist hegemony.
It's amazing to me how you know this interview you had with at that last rally where they were talking about, you know, it's Russia and it's India and it's China and they're all working together with Trump. And that sort of mirrors the Kremlin's talking points. They just recently said that they have an alliance with India and China. And Trump is always calling Putin smart. He just did it again on Saturday. He said that Putin was smart. And it's none of this is by accident. You know, you are surprised, but what, you know, these talking points have to come from somewhere, right? Do you think, are they organically being made out of nothing? I doubt that. But, yep. Wow. We haven't even gotten to talk about, I'm sorry we spent so much time talking about the slap, everybody, because I think it's sad that not everyone is going to be talking about the Supreme Court being completely compromised. We haven't even had a chance to talk about that. Me and Jesus talked about it in the last episode, though. Right, Jesus?
We did.
I lost it. I went off. So, yeah.
We can save it for the next episode, yeah. Too.
Well, it's also messed up. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think people understand this other side of America and this alternate reality that is going on, where Ketanji Brown is
exactly
this, you know, pedo, you know, working with in this global cabal, and it's all part of this left wing conspiracy. I mean, they're saying this out in the open.
The combination of watching those hearings last week and then the abuse that she took from these Republican senators, and then finding out that Clarence Thomas's wife, Ginny Thomas, you know, tried to get the election overturned and that he voted in support of Trump the whole time. There was and Trump, by the way, at the time was very confident. He was like, kept tweeting, let's take her to the Supreme Court. You know, and saying those types of things. And why? Because he knew he had one in his pocket. I wish that people could get as worked up about that as they do a video, you know.
But of course, according to that other side, it's like, that's why that's what I think is the problem with this country.
something bad happens and you think, oh, well, this has got to be the end of Trump. It's got to be the end of the Republican Party. And a lot of people would think that. I've been around to these rallies enough times where I'm like, it's not going to do anything. They've got their own version.
No, nothing. It's a cult.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that have been trying to get out of that cult, apparently. But it's still there. Do you think
I push it even further? I think it's a theocracy,
theocratic cult.
Yeah, no. Because QAnon events, they're all held. They have priests, they have pastors that come there and lead everyone in prayer. They are sometimes held in churches. I've been to QAnon conferences that are held in a mega church, and there's huge money. Like QAnon is a mega church. There's lots of money in it. It is extremely profitable for the people that are
running
creators in that space.
Now, Walter, this is stuff I didn't know about, and I don't think folks know a lot about.
Oh, no. Okay. So, yeah, for your audience, QAnon is a very profitable mega church.
Wow.
Okay. All of the QAnon events that happen nationwide, the people that show up are a different type of Trump supporter. They own businesses. They have a good income, and they can afford to spend money. And they spend very good money at these events. The tickets are $500 to $1,000.
What?
Oh,
and that's not counting your lodging and everything else. And the creators that are part of it, do.
I love that you're calling them creators in that space.
I don't know what I don't even know what else.
I mean,
to call
it really
them.
Makes you think. This is just fascinating information.
They are putting out content.
They have their celebrities there.
It's so scary, and it's hard to think about it in this way because I'm so.
But we need to.
Scared. Yeah,
we need to. I think it's the fact that and Walter, honestly, I had no idea that it was a money operation, but now that it is, it feels a lot more.
Oh, they're killing it.
It feels a lot more surmountable to me, though, because now it's.
Yeah, the Clay Clark does a lot of them. The Reawaken America, Reopen America, that's this America. And the stuff they say there is batshit insane.
Oh,
crazy.
I'm not fine, but like I get it now. Now that I get it as a money operation, this seems human now.
Right.
Because before, the way we used to see it, or the way I used to see it before this very short conversation, but was so impactful, honestly, thank you for this. And thank you for, being brave enough to go do the work and get more of this information out there. But everybody sees it as a bunch of crackpots who you can't reason with, who have their own creed and their own, governance system that we know very little about. Now that I know that it's just money, this is very human. This is incredibly human.
Right.
Money is a thing that has been the center of a bunch of movements. And so this feels altogether very human. I don't know if that's a good thing.
And it's also weird because, a lot of them, I think, you think, honestly, I would respect most of these politicians more if they just, you could find out that they don't really believe it. This is just stuff they say to their base just to rile them up and get reelected and use them. And I think Ted Cruz is kind of like that. Tucker Carlson, Ted Cruz, I'm like, I know you don't really believe this. You're just trying to make money and consolidate power. Whereas, I feel like a lot of the people that have these events that go to them, they very much believe all of this is true. And it's bizarre. I'm like, wait, you actually believe all of this? This is a bit hard to swallow. Like, come on.
The effect on their lives is terrible. People lose their money. They lose their minds. They lose their families. They lose their jobs. Right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people end up leaving. And I've been saying for a while, though, Jesus, that these conspiracy theories are all just people making money. But QAnon it's so scary that I to hear it from you, it really, just brings it all home again.
Yeah, no, it's good at recruiting Black, Indigenous people of color. There is some representation at these events. It's not, it's majority white. Let's not get crazy, but there is representation and You know, there is, and it's, you know, fundamentalist Christianity brings people in, you know, sort of this misogynist culture that, you know, we need to, you know, not lose our manhood, you know, that that crosses cultures as well. And so they're
not lose our, you know, manhood. Come in there. Callback.
Yeah.
Yes. Welcome and to the Mennonism movement.
And
it's messed up. Like, and it's weird because, like, you have these people of color at these events. And of course, you bring up anything regarding racism, the white people will just point to them and go, well, how come they're here if we're so racist?
Exactly.
How come these people are in attendance and, you know, and breaking bread with us and all of that? And you're just like, I don't know, just do whatever you want, man. Like, I'm not even going to get into this with you. But makes things difficult.
I could talk to you. We could talk to you for days, I'm sure, because this is just fascinating stuff and insights you've provided us. But I do want to be respectful of your time and everyone's time. So I think we should move on to the end of the show, where it's a little thing called Bless, Smite, and Second Coming.
It's been a while since I've had a second coming, but
okay.
I hope that changes soon. As the folks on the on the show know, I am a huge proponent of you know, the orgies and the sexual freedoms and the sex positivities. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
me too.
Let's touch hands and agree, saints. We're just praying for a second coming for Walter. He's doing a lot of good work out here.
And a third and a fourth.
Yes. Thank you. He's doing a lot of good work exposing.
So I need the hand of God.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He just started moisturizing too, so that should work out well for you.
Touch and agree. Yes. Thank you so much. Let somebody do it for America.
I want to bless Walter. I want to bless Walter for
do it. Everything. Be a patriot.
Walter, what you do takes so much courage. I think you should get an Academy Award for what you do. They should make a new category. I want to smite just everyone. Everyone out there on Twitter. You're making me crazy.
Today.
Just everyone.
It's a Monday.
You're super duper insane. I don't know where to begin. Second coming for Walter. Yes. I'm gonna third coming that.
Third. Do we have a fourth? Do we have a fourth?
I'm gonna Alan right coming here. That.
White Jesus. What say you, White Jesus?
I'm gonna Alan coming that for sure. Mm-hmm.
And Mary's gonna Alan coming it. So thank you. All right. So we have a third and a fourth. All right. Thank you so much.
I want to bless this conversation today. I want to smite specifically Will Smith. I want to second coming more great videos from Walter, too. Looking forward to seeing what you come up with next, if you can handle it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, White Jesus.
You're welcome. You're welcome, White Walter. And
thank you
Wait,
so
Jesus,
much.
Didn't you say, what, did you, weren't you the one that said, turn the other cheek?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just had to say it.
Because the slap. I get it. Sorry.
Mary, it's all right.
I don't know. Let's see. I would like to bless Walter. Thank you so much for demystifying something that had been previously very, very mysterious to me. I just thought they were crazy crackpots and like in this like crazy occult type thing. No, it's just people with money. And that actually has brought me some solace today. It's just people and money. Oh, my God.
It's just capitalism.
Isn't
it's
it always?
Just capitalism.
Isn't it always?
I honestly feel renewed to stand up against this now because it's just money. And money truly is the root of all evil. Anyways, I digress. But thank you, Walter, for shedding light on that.
Thank you, Mary.
Yeah. And so, okay, so that was the bless. Smite. I would like to smite all of the QAnon people.
That's a big one.
Specifically, folks at the head of
the
movement. Because it's especially with this illumination now, it's like, y'all don't believe this. You're seeing a come up and you're seeing money and you're taking people's just dissatisfaction with their lives and what's been going on and the ways they've not been taken care of by their government. And you are exploiting that. So all of the exploitatious people in the world, smite you.
Second coming. Walter, please come back to the show, because I honestly feel like we got three more episodes
absolutely anytime
to discuss. But I would like to bless that and second coming. What else? I don't know. More episodes of the God Pod and more reviews, because we didn't get to them today. So please remember.
Oh yeah, we have reviews to read. We just didn't get to them. We actually reached, good news everybody, 150 on the comedy overall chart today. Ooh. Which is very good. If you look at it, we got some good company up there.
Ooh. Dude, 150, you're in the top 100. You know how many like comedy podcasts there are? There's like there's literally like there's got to be what, 2 million, 4 million, like how many people are there on earth? Everyone has a podcast. Like
that's pretty good,
right?
Yeah,
we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, so it's like everyone has a so to get into like the top 150, that's wild.
It is wild, and it's because of this team of deities is just that dope.
Ooh, come on, alliteration. Yes.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Dope deities. Discussing difficult.
So dope. That's right. Topics. I say dope, everyone. Deal with it. I'm sorry.
Dope deities discussing difficult topics right here on the God Pod.
Oh, Walter, where's the best place for our listeners to follow you?
Okay, so I have enough followers everywhere else, so go to my YouTube. It's Walter Masterson.
Oh, I feel that.
I put all my longer form on there. So, you know, the rest is very bite-sized.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, if you go to YouTube, you know, it's a 5, 7, sometimes 15, you know, 20, you know, minute video of these places that I go. It's a little bit more in-depth, a little bit more, just longer. And the rest's, you know, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram is, you know, a little bit more bite-sized chunks. So yeah, I mean, if you want bite-sized, you can go there.
Yeah, you're in all of them. You got like 100K on Twitter and Instagram, and
yeah, you can also follow me on my Facebook fan page. I mean, just knock yourself out, just whatever. Yeah, if you're like I'm only on Facebook,
he doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, like, you know, if you're listening to this and you consider Facebook social media, like when you're like, someone says, are you on social media? Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm on Facebook. You know, you can also find me on Facebook. Just like, you know, I'm not going to, I'll include you. Yeah.
Walter Masterson, everybody.
Woo!
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Bless you.
Thank you. Oh, my God. So, yeah, and thank you for inviting me on the show. I will happily come back. This has been lovely, all the three of you, this holy trinity. It's just been absolutely divine.
Yeah.
You're gonna come back. I think, you know, like 6 months from now, we should have people back like more regularly. Jesus and Mary.
Yeah.
It's time for your new commandment of the week. Thou shalt leave God's name out your fucking mouth. Thou shalt not, for example, slap the shit out of someone in front of the entire world and then, like, 5 minutes later, call yourself God's vessel of love. Fuck you! You're making God sound like an abusive prick. Stick to Scientology, dick, and leave God's name out your fucking mouth. The Lord has spoken. That's right, I had to do it. Fuck off.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.